Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So when we get storms from, if I read your story correctly, Jack, and good morning, FEMA can't remove the trees, right?
No. Actually, I learned something doing this story, being out in Hamden yesterday. Yeah. Basically, FEMA can help the towns out, the communities out, but pretty much a homeowner is on their own.
Jack, if they give money to the town, can the town use it to clear roads and such? Is that where they intend to use it?
Yes. Pretty much the towns can do it for, you know, municipal areas.
Okay.
Sleeping Giants.
Public property,
park,
yeah.
Which is a mess. But the homeowners are on their own. And that's what this press conference was about yesterday, and that's what this legislation that the Connecticut delegation is introducing is about.
This is the diversifying emergency benchmarks for the recovery of individuals after storms, cleverly cut down to debris, which would enable retroactive aid for Connecticut homeowners. It seems like it's something that makes sense in the current state of the U.S. government. Is there a snowball's chance in Hades is going to get passed?
No, that's a good question, because I and others asked that yesterday. I mean, you know, Blumenthal described it pretty well as, obviously, you know, this kind of stuff can happen anywhere. It's going to happen in Florida, I guess, in a couple hours.
You betcha.
But considering the political climate right now, I think this has a better chance possibly of passing maybe down the road.
Right.
But the way the language is written, it would be retroactively. So if it does pass, it would still cover the Hamden homeowners. It just might not be tomorrow. It might be a couple months down the road.
Hey, Jack, one of the things that just took, you know, I didn't believe it. But this one lady that we talked to, Aaron Kupek, our news guy, who was down there, he talked to this woman. You know, she had like 100 trees down. She was looking six figures to get them all cut up and taken away.
Yeah, I actually talked to that same lady, and I mean, not to make this personal, but I kind of experienced, not a storm, but we live in Brantford, and we've had some tree issues this year. And when we started pricing the cost of removing trees, like I went into sticker shock when I realized.
Yeah, that's amazing. And as you said, Jack, the aid would come retroactively, which is fine, but you don't know when it would come and how long you'd be stuck with trees just all over your property.
Right. And the other thing, which I kind of got into in my story, and you know, this area that we're talking about in Hamden, I don't know how much time you guys have to talk about this, but we're not talking the most, I'm not using this derogatorily, but the most affluent area in the world. But I was talking to this one homeowner who's saying, you know, what this doesn't take into account is what happens to your insurance rates after you get these trees taken down and covered, and nothing covered that. So these people are stuck for life with that kind of problem.
Well, and in reality, I know when I was getting reinsured, I had some trees that were kind of over the house, and before they would underwrite me, I had to get them removed. And back to your point, it ain't cheap, okay,
no.
Get them out. The other thing is, I suppose, is, well, there are a couple of things, but, you know, if it fell on your house, then would at least that tree get removed?
No, because again, it's written now, and Blumenthal described this as thinking that it wasn't even done this way intentionally. It just was a mess up in the original intention of the law, but it's written strictly for communities, not for homeowners, which is why they're trying to fix this.
But if it fell on your house, would your insurance company then, under contract, remove the tree?
Oh, I think so.
They'd have to, yeah.
Yeah. I just think, again, that's where the sticker shock, where your rate renewal, when it came up, would kill you. That's where it would hurt, I think.
So what is the plan now with this bill going forward? When do they intend to put it to the House and to the Senate? And, you know,
well, Rosa DeLauro said yesterday, again, this is being sponsored by the entire delegation. She said she had some hope that it would come up before the end of the House session, which I guess is in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's getting close.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
But she seemed a little bit pessimistic about that. Again, you guys mentioned it, considering the Supreme Court stuff and the political climate right now. Yeah. I think that if it doesn't make it, then we're probably looking at the next session, which might be a few months down the road.
Okay.
Why this retroactive language is written in there right now.
All right, you want to risk your job? Give us one, Christine. No, don't do that. You better not. You sound like a fine enterprising reporter.
Yes,
we don't want
Jack,
to
you're doing
trouble.
A good
job. And we want to get her back on the air.
You do.
That is important.
We like having you on, too.
Good story, Jack. Thank you for a few minutes this morning. Take care.
All right, you guys, take care. I'll talk to you soon.
It's Jack Kramer, reporter for CT News Junk. He's good.
Yes,
well, everybody she has is good.
It is really, Christine, it's a good really website. Worth visiting
CTNewsJunkie.com. You should go a couple times a day.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.